listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Wednesday, April 4th.
Definitely did not know it was Wednesday this morning.
It is Wednesday.
I thought yesterday was Monday again.
Nope. It's Wednesday.
Sweet.
Don't know what day of the week it is.
I don't.
You're preparing for a vacation, so you have no idea. You're like 3 months in, like 2 months ahead.
Yeah, I'm working into May right now, so...
Wednesday, April 4th. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for their great support of the Coffee Hour. Find them at cuw.edu or in the sponsor section, the underwriter section at kfuo.org. Wednesday morning, what coffee does that mean we have this morning?
I have no clue.
Mr. Golseth made the coffee this morning, as usual. Thank you, Mr. Golseth, for your support of the Coffee Hour as well, for keeping Sarah caffeinated so that while she may not know what day of the week it is, she is here and alert and ready to go more so than I am. I'm on I'm on meds this morning, so I really don't know what day of the week it is. A nice decongestant. The plague has hit the Bates household. So Easter was rather unusual in our household because of the plague that had hit. So, but enough about the plague. Something more fun. Coming up at KFUO in the near future.
What, 2 weeks?
Just a couple of weeks. Yeah. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. And hopefully we're all healthy by then because it's a fun time. It's like a family reunion. I'm talking about Share-a-thon 2018. And in studio to share with us about Share-a-thon 2018, KFUO Share-a-thon, Mary Schmidt. She's our manager for development here at KFUO. And she's the brains behind all the fun that is Share-a-thon 2018. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Andy.
Welcome to this is your first time on the Coffee Hour, isn't it?
It is.
Well, good morning.
I hope you're having fun. I mean, it's been like 2 minutes, but...
Since you're on the Coffee Hour, I know you are a bit of a coffee connoisseur as well. What's your go-to coffee brew?
Let's see. Not to pull a plug there, but I do go to Starbucks pretty much every morning and get a venti vanilla latte is my cup of choice. So much so that they know me by name and by my order.
See, that's when you know that a coffee shop is good, when they have your drink ready to go when you walk in the door.
She's Mary Venti Vanilla Latte.
I'm that's putting that in her bio.
I never can. I don't get the lingo because I don't go there frequently. My wife likes that, but...
The venti is the big one.
The big one. I always get confused and I can never order my coffees by the names that they have on the board. And they print them so small on the board.
Yeah, it is really
or maybe
small.
It's just because I'm older. They print them so small, I can never tell what size is what.
I just go in and ask for the biggest thing they have. Give me all of your coffee, please.
That sounds like a stick-up. Give me all your coffee. Share-a-thon 2018. Share-a-thon is an annual tradition here at KFUO for many years. It's our annual family reunion is the way I like to describe it. What words would you use, Mary?
Actually, that's a good way to describe it. We have a lot of guests that come on from year to year who continue to support KFUO and let us know how we work in partnership with them. We have a lot of staff from previous years sometimes comes in and joins us, and we have a lot of listeners who tune in every year and call in and support KFUO. So we have a lot of day sponsors who renew every year. We get to talk with them, and it's a wonderful time. Actually, I always enjoy Share-a-thon,
and we have food.
Yes, well, it's a family reunion, so you gotta have some food too. As we spend a lot of quality time together during Share-a-thon as well. Share-a-thon, and it's the words share and thon. Well, Sarah's an athlete; she knows what thon means, right?
Sure.
It comes like I guess
generally it's something very difficult that takes a lot of time to do.
That was profound.
I know. But also something very meaningful that you feel accomplishment after you're done.
Reaching a goal.
Yeah. There you go. That's, yes. Translate my lingo.
So working hard to reach a goal. And that's where we call together our friends, our partners, to help us reach a goal for this year.
Yes. This is our annual fundraiser, and this is where we ask our listeners if they really believe in what we're doing and if they want to help us continue to help spread the word, because it's not just us, it's us and our listeners. When you support the station, you are spreading the gospel to people who need that word, who need that message of hope and love. We ask that those people, if you really believe in what we're doing and you want to help continue that message and spread that message to help support the station and keep the station going. We've been going for 93 years.
93 years.
And yeah. With the blessing of the Lord, we have continued this long, and all of our listeners are a blessing to us who support us.
1924. Yeah. It's really, actually, it's quite an honor to be a part of such a legacy. To be able to share in this, what was a dream, an idea in the hearts and minds of faithful people who wanted to bring that gospel to people on the airwaves using that the latest technology at that time, 1924, using radio, AM radio, to reach out with that gospel message, proclaiming the good news of Christ crucified, Christ for you. And we still get to do that today using that technology. It's an honor to be a part of that legacy.
It's actually quite wonderful if you think about it, considering how long we've been doing this. Mm-hmm. And if you look at other stations, you know, stations get sold, they get bought, they change from hard rock to soft evening music. But here at KFUO, we've been going strong for 93 years, and our message has always been the same. And it's a wonderful message, and it's a strong message, and it's a message that people need to hear. And that's what we're trying to do, is get that out there. And we ask our listeners to help support us during Share-a-thon and join us to get that message out.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, it is about us, but it's about our message. And it's also a chance for our listeners, like you say, to partner with us and to actually come along this journey with us.
They're actively, by supporting the station, they're actively getting the message out there. So you, the listener, is actually telling people about God through KFUO. We're really more the tool, the means to get that message out. Mm-hmm. So it's about KFUO, but it's not really about KFUO. It is really about that message and helping people learn about Jesus Christ.
Join your voice with ours, with KFUO during Share-a-thon 2018. Now, if you do join with us, if you partner with us, we have some exciting guests. Tell them what they want. Oh, wait, that's wrong format. You mentioned day sponsor. I want to get to that in just a moment. But there are different levels of giving as well, which we acknowledge that with a little thank you as well. Let's talk about those, because those are kind of fun.
Kind of fun. Yes, we have five levels that we generally acknowledge and offer a gift as a thank you in return to our donors. At our first level is $120. And at the first level, we have a little booklet of stickies. And
little sticky notes.
Little sticky notes.
I have already used mine, by the way, and they are quite sticky.
Sarah's used over half of them in the book already.
Maybe. I love sticky notes. And there's the little tab ones that are super useful, like if you're marking pages in a book or something and you don't want to use the big giant ones. They got the little tiny ones. They're bright colors, and I love colors.
So if you like to be organized, this is a nice little gift for you.
Yes.
It's very nice. And it's in like a little hard-covered book. So if you want to put it in your purse or in your book bag, it travels really well. And that way you don't like crimple up all your Post-its like I sometimes do with mine.
They won't get destroyed.
Sarah's taking pictures of them. So I'm guessing you're posting a picture somewhere.
Twitter. Go to Twitter. You can see them.
KFU at KFUO Radio.
Absolutely.
On Twitter.
Yep.
You can see the pictures there on Twitter at KFUO Radio. Okay, so $120, and you get the nifty little Post-it notebook.
At our second level,
or sticky notebook. Sorry.
At our second level is $240, and at this level, not only do you get the sticky book, but you also get our KFUO T-shirt. Usually, we do like a long sleeve, nice button up shirt, but this year we kind of decided we were going to shake it up and do a T-shirt.
In the past, we've had these very nice, like, Oxfords, which are very nice shirts, but we found that they tended to lean more toward our male listeners. Not as many of our female listeners wore them as much as the guys do. They are very nice shirts, but yeah, they tend to be a bit more masculine, whereas
they're not tailored for women, they're not, unfortunately.
You're right.
They're really nice.
So the T-shirts this year, anybody can enjoy them, and they're how comfortable would you describe them?
Oh, super soft.
They're the ones that when you just want to like be really comfortable and you open your T-shirt drawer, you go, that's the shirt I'm going to wear.
That's the shirt. Yes.
Yep. It's very comfortable.
They're the super comfortable T-shirts to wear. So we're excited about something new to share with our supporters this year. All right. So KFUO T-shirt at the 240 level.
And then at the $480 level is our day sponsorship. And this is a wonderful level where you actually get to pick a day, a special day that is just for you. And you get to have a message, your message, go out 5 times on that day.
Just for me?
Just for you. And we've had people who have sponsored a day in loving memory of their parents, in honor of grandchildren's birthdays and baptisms. We actually had a congregation who surprised their pastor on his retirement and gave him a day. And they actually kept it a secret from him, and it was a real big surprise
for
him.
That takes a lot of work.
That was a lot of work, but they did it. But it's really a wonderful way to help support the station, help get that message out, and send out a little message to someone that you care about, and they get to hear it, and it's actually really wonderful.
You've heard them. You hear them all the time, the day sponsor messages. So, yeah, be a part of that and become a day sponsor. Okay. Oh, and I hear things beeping. Sarah's playing with the cool stuff in the studio.
I am playing with the cool stuff. This is a really cool one.
All right, we have just about a minute.
We're almost there.
Just about a minute. So what's the next level?
Our next level is at 600, and that's where we have our 20-ounce tumbler cup with our nice, very nice little K-Fuel logo that Sarah actually designed.
It's really colorful.
Very, very colorful and very pretty.
But it's not just a tumbler. It's one of those, like, vacuum-insulated stainless steel ones, right?
Yes.
So you put ice.
Double-lined, mm-hmm. And so you can't tell that it's super hot or super cold. It just feels like a normal cup, but it keeps it hot. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, if you put your coffee in it.
It does stay very warm.
Beware, your coffee stays hot. Or if you put ice in it, the ice will actually stay in it throughout the whole day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've been using mine, like, every day since we had these last year, too.
And then at our $1,200 level, we have our Bluetooth speaker.
Which is what you heard just a minute ago beeping as Sarah was playing with it.
He's taking a picture of it.
And it's really nice. It has our K-Fuel logo on it with our message, which is, we bring Christ to you anytime, anywhere. And it can Bluetooth right to your phone. So if you want to play a podcast or play your music, you can do that and it'll connect right up. And it's very easy to set up and it's really nice.
So if you connect your mobile device, your phone or your tablet to it via Bluetooth, you can listen to KFUO on this nifty little Bluetooth speaker anywhere you go. It's pretty cool.
It is.
Check out our website, kfuo.org. You can find Share-a-thon information there as well. You can see some of the things. And as we shared a little bit ago, you want to see some of these lovely gifts, go to Twitter at KFUO Radio. Sarah's posting all the pictures on Twitter right now, too, so you can see all the fun stuff there as well. Well, I'm excited about Share-a-thon. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Join us. Partner with us. Join your voice with us to help us tell that message of Christ for you anytime, anywhere. Mary, thanks so much for being in studio here on the Coffee Hour and your Coffee Hour debut.
Thank you, Andy.
We have more Coffee Hour in just a moment. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.